is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest, the second half of the program today, is Dr. Norman Kincaid. And he has this wonderful, wonderful book, very heavy book, called Scammed: Canyons and Plains National Heritage Area Initiative for Southeastern Colorado. So if the Army can't get your, if the military can't get your property, then they will just use some other means, some other deceptive tactic in order to take over and manage your property, which really would destroy the property owner's ability to use their property for the purpose that they initially purchased the property for, or inherited it, or acquired it, right?
Yes. To sum up what this whole scheme was, the designation of Canyons and Plains NHA over such a vast area with its viewshed restrictions, using Section 106 of the Historic Preservation Act as a regulatory engine, would have been tantamount to a regulatory taking of private property without just compensation. The thing that I couldn't understand was the amount of collusion, deceit, and duplicity necessary to undertake such an elaborate scheme over such a long period of time without it being disclosed. So the other thing was that they did this unapologetically, that they forced farmers, ranchers, business, and property owners had to take time from conducting their business and disrupt their lives in order to prevent the Park Service and their partners from imposing another layer of government with its attendant regulatory designs on all of southeastern Colorado. But, on the other hand, while operating at initial informational disadvantage, the citizens of southeast Colorado informed their friends and neighbors, who in turn addressed their county commissioners to pass resolutions against the NHA. That was critical. Without that, we couldn't have forced them off of their plan. But once we disrupted them, they didn't know what to do. And, Deanna, there were so many parallels to the defeat of Hillary Clinton that it was astonishing to me, because everyone knew that Clinton was going to win. They gave Donald Trump no chance. They thought they were going to impose a national heritage area over all of southeastern Colorado, and they could not believe they lost. They lost. Mm-hmm. They had been prepping the region for 10 years. And all of the protocols they had to follow was disrupted by a small group of people who were willing to inform the public of this federal government scam. And right, it worked. We informed the public. They went to their county commissioners. The county commissioners passed the resolution, and the Park Service couldn't do a thing about it. And that was what was so wonderful. The other thing was, Deanna, during this whole process, nobody was arrested, wounded, or killed. No property was occupied, damaged, or destroyed. We did it all legally, and no one was injured physically or legally. And it was wonderful. And the day I received that press notice that Canyons and Plains was not pursuing the feasibility study, I was a happy man, because I saw a group of people who came together in less than 3 weeks to provide information to the public that they needed to make an informed decision about a federal government program that the Park Service and their partners were not going to or willing to provide. They came up finally with at their informational meetings with a 21-slide presentation at the fourth grade level, and that's all they thought we needed to know. Well, wow, we did a lot better job than they did, and they lost. And they were embittered and spiteful, and those government employees demonstrated that spite when they went into the field. So that's why Timmy Lewis came up with the equal standing bill last year that went down to defeat. But it brought the issue of this truculent arrogance of federal employees to ordinary citizens, that they had no recourse other than to try to get a bill that gave people equal standing vis-a-vis arrogant, corrupt, and incompetent federal employee. So it was a wonderful experience, Deanna, to inform people and to see them respond by going to their county commissioner.
And people who do organize like you have can be very successful. They did the same thing in Iowa because Iowa raised more hogs in Iowa than anywhere else. They have very fertile soil, and when the hog people or when the big multinationals came in and wanted to take over, they kind of organized and they said they passed laws that said, okay, we'll let you in, but all of your contracts with all of the hog farmers must be transparent. And they made that a law, and so organizing is very, very good. And Clinton, getting back to Hillary Clinton, didn't pay any attention to Iowa, and she figured that she was going to win. And Barack Obama went in, he listened to the people, and he was elected probably because of the situation in Iowa and probably because of Hillary Clinton's or the Clintons' association with Don Tyson. And he's the biggest, the Tyson Company is the biggest meatpacking company or meat company. And they have a monopoly. But so people who organize can be successful if they do organize and learn what it is that the government is trying to do. Now that that is out of the way, though, what next are they going to throw at you?
I don't know. I continue to go to Canyons and Plains meetings, and I went to their annual meeting in December 2014, but I go to their meetings strictly a reconnaissance mission. Sit, listen, observe, photograph, and return to base. I don't want to disrupt their meetings like they tried to do ours. I'm just there for a reconnaissance mission to find out if they want to go with another National Heritage Area. So they haven't said anything, but I have heard rumblings that the Park Service still wants to do it. Of course, that would expand their power and influence over 8 counties and 8 million acres. Well, I'm staying on their 6 o'clock, so to speak, to find out if there are any more interest in an NHA in Southeast Colorado. I think they're still interested in national parks. So this is where the scam of historic preservation comes in. They get you to spend a little money to preserve really a piece of junk building, and then once you're in for a little bit, you keep having to build, and pretty soon you're in for millions of dollars on a building that could have been replaced for like $500,000. So they're trying to have this Camp Amachi in Grenada, Colorado, which was a Japanese resettlement camp during World War II, and I took a tour, and this is part of the scam, that they get you to preserve the water tower and the watchtower that they had, where they had the machine gun and a barracks. And I found out they had to have custom-made materials for that watchtower because it has to be constructed to National Park Service specification. Well, it's exorbitant. The wood they had to build that watchtower had to come from Canada. And I'm looking at this,
Canada?
And I said, this does not make sense. So I'm a historian, but I'm a document person, as
right.
You said, the book pretty well, because when they got the FOIAs, I was retired. I had all the time in the world, so I would scan them. I would download them to a thumb drive and then share them with everybody on their group. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was more than happy to do it because I wanted to know the story. And the reason I wrote this book is because it's the story the National Park Service never wants you to know. And by God, I thought, well, yes, everybody needs to know. And I don't care if I make any money from it. It's out there on Amazon.com as an ebook and a paperback. So it's out there basically to embarrass the National Park Service. That here's the story, here are the documents, and here are the people who defeated them when the Park Service and their partners had 8 to 10 years lead time. So you tell me, who was competent?
It gives hope for the rest of us. And it, I think that that other people, and I think everybody should read your book. Even if we don't live there, we should know exactly how these people operate, because if they can do it there, they'll do it anywhere. And they have done it in other places.
And a gentleman from Minnesota contacted me because they were fighting an NHA called the Northwoods NHA in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Oh.
And once they didn't even get as far as we did, the non-governmental entity who was promoting the NHA up there folded once they found out that there was opposition. So they didn't even get to the point of how far we got. And they never got to the point where their county commissioners had to sign resolutions, and they never got a statement like we did from Canyons and Plains. That was big. That press release was big because they acknowledged defeat, and we had it in writing. It was like unconditional surrender, and that was one of the happiest days of my life, that we defeated those people after they had been prepping the region for so long.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I'm looking at the Canyons and Plains website. Somebody posted it in the chat room. Okay. Anyway, yes, so other people, this fella, and I can see where northern Wisconsin and Minnesota, there's a lot of historical sites, a lot of things up there that they could target and make them of historical value, such as the Indian settlements up in northern Wisconsin, and the things that happened early on in Minnesota regarding the Indians and their interaction with the settlers. Yes, this could happen anywhere that there's been any history. And there's certainly been a lot of history all over. And I know that they were doing a lot of this in Virginia also, that they were taking a lot of land in Virginia and dedicating it because it had historical value. Correct?
Yes, and the issue with historic preservation is, the prime example I use is what happened on May 18th, 1980. Mount St. Helens blew up.
Right.
It destroyed, it killed everything within a 10-mile radius of that eruption and vented a cubic mile of matter into the atmosphere.
Oh, gosh.
And when you go to the Wikipedia article, it says they're going to preserve the site. And I'm saying, well, I'm thinking the mountain and the volcano might have something to say about that. It's all dead. It's a dead zone. So I'm in favor of preserving history, but there has to be some common sense here about what you preserve. We have a wonderful 1930s theater in Rocky Ford that has been preserved, but it cost much more going through historic designation because we had to have period carpeting imported, and it cost a lot more than if we just had similar carpet that was not period to be put in the building. So I'm all for an efficient use of your money instead of spending exorbitant amounts of money on informational kiosks that Canyons and Plains sponsored, and they were costing between $22,000 and $28,000 a piece. Now, I look at those informational kiosks, and they don't look worth more than $1,500 to me. But that's the nature of this historic preservation business, is to make you spend more for a building built in 1910 and upgrade it, well, in the 1930s, for the asbestos abatement issues. So it's all connected. You have to have historically designated structures to populate the database that will provide the underpinnings for any historic designation. So it's all connected.
And now, who pays for all this restoration? Who pays for this?
Well, you have to have grants that come from the National Park Service or History Colorado or the Historic Preservation Unit of every state. There is, like, History Colorado is the preservation organ of the state of Colorado, and they fund a preservation grant. But first, you have to go to a contractor and do an evaluation of the building or your property that you want to preserve. So you're spending upfront money for that designation so you can get grant money to fund part of your renovation. So those grants are competitive. So you may not get a grant, and here you're spending $7,000 or $8,000, $10,000 to have your building evaluated for the application or designation. Then you have to go application for the preservation funding. So it's a stair-stepping process, and you may never get to the top to that grant money, and you spent all this money on these evaluations of the property. So,
no, yeah, scam is a good word.
Yeah, and in the process, I went to one of the meetings at the Colorado Historic Preservation Board in Denver, and they had several presentations that day, and they didn't turn one of them down. So that told me there's not very much integrity in determining which properties should be designated and which properties should be promoted to the next step for funding for preservation. So the people were promoted to the next step and hoping that they would get money to fund whatever building it was they wanted to preserve. Now, anything can be designated if it's over 50 years old. So anything built in 1968...
My gosh.
It's a historic reserve, historic list. So
that's ridiculous.
Well, our view of history as Americans is very short. Whereas in Europe, their history goes farther back than the Romans and the Greeks, and there's historic stuff all over the place. Well, here in the United States, we're a relatively new nation with no ancient structures except for Mesa Verde or Mexico City or the pyramids in South and Central America. But in North America, we don't have those kind of structures. There's no Appian Way. There's no Roman aqueducts. There's no Colosseum in North America except for the Mesa Verde kind of structures.
Right.
So we're looking at very new structures to populate the historic register. So I don't want to hamstring property owners with historic designation.
Right, and that's what it is. It's just, I think it's a scam to try and get the property owners to hand over responsibility for their property to somebody else, and then they're going to be micromanaged as to what they can do. It's just, they're hamstringing people, as you said.
And it's more about controlling what people do on their private property
right.
than historic designation.
Absolutely. I totally
agree.
And that's
why I became disillusioned with being on the Historic Preservation Board, because the historic preservation officer was so concerned about how much lighting there was on Highway 350 going by Pinyon Canyon Maneuver Site. I don't know why. And she talked about people going to look at the stars at night out on the prairie. You know, I've been on Highway 350 from Wahana to Trinidad several times. There is nobody out there looking at the stars at night.
Right.
There's very little traffic along that highway. So what was the reason for her wanting to control the view shed on Highway 350?
Right.
It made no sense to me.
Right. All righty. We will be back in 3 minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest for the second half of the program today is Norman Kincaid. He is the author of Scammed, Canyons and Plains, National Heritage Area Initiative for Southeastern Colorado. Now, when you were talking about the fact that this country is relatively new compared to Europe, I think that it's still there are still a lot of structures, particularly on the East Coast, when you're talking about places like Williamsburg and some of the places in along the coast in Virginia and New Hampshire and Maine. And there are a lot of structures that could be considered historical. But when you're talking about Colorado, it was really settled pretty late. And they opened the Colorado, they opened that area in order to get settlers. They gave them homestead, people could homestead there. And now all of a sudden, they're targeting you, targeting Colorado for historical sites when pretty much there aren't that many. And I don't think that, so it makes it a big scam. It really does make it a big scam.
Because I grew up in Pueblo County, and the thing I knew about southeastern Colorado, that is Springfield and the further you got to the Kansas and Oklahoma border, was it was excellent goose hunting down there, and at John Martin Reservoir. But there was no real tourism down there. And so when I moved back after my job was offshore, and I found out they were doing all this, and they said it was as good a tourism region as the Four Corners, I said, what? It's not even similar to the Four Corners that has Mesa Verde that gets 400,000 visitors a year. Fence Old Fort got is good, doing good to get 30,000, and Rocky Mountain National Park has a million plus, 2 million visitors a year. So I'm looking at these numbers, and they didn't make sense to me, that they're trying to wring out more tourist dollars in southeast Colorado. And so I went to these Canyons and Plains meetings for several years, and I'd go away thinking, this doesn't make sense. So what is it
doesn't make sense.
That they're trying to preserve 8 million acres for?
Right.
It's either a national park or a bigger military expansion. But I had to kind of reconcile, well, the Park Service and the military, two competing government entities over the property here, mm-hmm. unless they're coordinating, but it didn't seem to me that the Army was coordinating with the Park Service.
But you never know.
You never know. And the
and
thing that
trying
I.
to remove people.
Yes,
get rid of the,
I think
the ranchers.
They see a vulnerable older population and they think it'd be easy. That's why the Park Service mm-hmm. and their partners thought it was a done deal.
Wow.
That they thought it would be easy. Well, it wasn't easy. And that's what surprised them and shocked them. So in this whole plan, this NHA thing came out of what was called the Heritage Tourism Pilot Project out of the Colorado Tourism Office. And there were four areas, San Luis Valley, Four Corners, the Poudre River in southeast Colorado. Two became NHAs, the San Luis, which is the Sangre de Cristo National Heritage Area, and the Poudre River, Sangre de, it wasn't Poudre River. It was South Park County, so it was South Park NHA. Those two became NHAs. The Four Corners didn't, and southeast Colorado didn't. So I wanted to find the originating documents for this Heritage Tourism Pilot Project. And I haven't been able to lay my hands on them, but hopefully through Representative Lewis' influence, I might be able to get hold of those documents. But I believe there is something, a memo or something, that set out the whole process for this. And I call it the Rosetta Stone Memo. That
yes.
It would show all the coordinating entities, and it would explain everything, just like the Rosetta Stone explained what the Egyptian hieroglyphs were saying.
Right.
So somehow I think there's a memo out there. I don't want to believe that it's just mythical, but I have yet to prove that it exists.
Well, if anybody can find it, you can.
Oh, I hope so, Deanna.
All righty, we do have a break, and then when we come back, we'll take a call or two. Be right back.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest, the second half of the program, is Norman Kincaid, and we do have some callers who have some questions. Let's take Chris near Las Vegas. Chris?
Well, good afternoon, Deanna and Norman. Thank you for having Norman on the show today. I think I have some relevant topical information for you.
Go ahead.
Well, one, first and foremost, the word term that they use, compliance, should fall under the doctrine of void for vague, because it's always subjective and interpretive, and they, once you comply with the first measure they want you to, then they change it and modify it, codify as they call it, and they alter the terms and then change it to a new level of things you must do to jump through hoops to comply until you can't comply. Also, I think Norman and perhaps you, and I think John might want to put it up on the homepage, there's this really wonderful parody presentation called Big Park by Terry Kennedy that I must say it was well done. It has a musical score to it, but it basically pokes fun at the Park Service for their abusive eminent domain taking of private property from old people and grandchildren and so on and so forth. That, you know, it just really is well done, and it shows the abuse of the Park Service and the BLM, not to leave anybody out. And There also, there used to be a very wonderful expose by Matthew Bender Law on abuse of eminent domain. But since I incorporated in a case charging the Clark County Commission, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, the zoning Nazis, as I prefer to call them, and other agents in the prosecution here in Las Vegas with unlawful takings under the Fifth Amendment of private property in the form of an automobile in this case, but it's got about 13 different cases from the Supreme Court that tells you when the government, the agencies, or your local governments carry out these different things, these takings without just compensation, that they're committing domestic terrorism, this extortion, mail fraud, theft by deception, and other criminal acts against the people. And so it's a very, very interesting video. I sent you the link on it. But I could even, if you like, and I certainly don't want to take up your show, but I could even cite you a couple of the citations from it that are particularly noteworthy.
That's okay. That's okay. If you could email the video, or email me the link, which you said you did, and I'll put it up on the schedule page.
Well, I certainly did. There's Monterey Dunes and U.S. versus Salinas, or a couple of cases.
Did you have a question for Norm?
Well, I'm just wondering, he said he prevailed in his case against the Park Service and their egregious takings violation of 8 million acres there in Colorado. In fact, that's the Treaty of Sangre de Cristo that most of that land is there. And I recall with some specificity that Bruce Babbitt, when he was the Secretary of the Interior, under what was termed, I think it was the Nature Conservancy Act under Bill Clinton, he quit claiming much of his lands to the Nature Conservancy Project, basically to the UN, to give them a proprietary access except for a small segment that he exclusively preserved for his own familial interest. But he also got a large tax deferment and some considerations from the federal government. Of course, him being an insider, it probably doesn't surprise Norman at all.
Your thoughts, Norm?
Are you referring to Babbitt's property in Colorado or
Arizona? Yes. Well, that Treaty of Sangre de Cristo covered parts of New Mexico, Colorado, I think a little bit of Utah, and maybe some of Arizona also. It was a rather large swath. But that land grant itself was a huge swath of land. There was the Treaty of Sangre de Cristo, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, were the two primary southwestern U.S. portions of land grants that cover those areas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks for that information.
Well, these outrageous agencies, they've all been weaponized against the American people. And there's been much nefarious things having to do, he mentioned Hillary Clinton earlier, of course, Harry Reid cabal, Hillary Clinton, John McCain, and other bad actors in government who have misrepresented themselves and have basically tried to convert the people's lands to their own private interest and selling them to foreign interests, the Rosatom and the Uranium One deals concerning the Malheur Wildlife Refuge and the Bundy Ranch. Specifically, but I'm sure the same things up in the resource-rich area of Colorado, which these people are perverting it to their own, and that's filling a criminal conversion of the people's lands to their own private interest, which is theft by deception, and they should be jailed for treason, fraud, and seditious conspiracy to undermine the government of the United States, in my estimation.
Right.
Thank you so much for having Norman.
Well, thank you, Chris, for your phone call.
You bet.
Norm, any thoughts on what he said?
No. For me, it's not necessarily going as far as treason, but I thought that the people who tried to push this NHA and then even broke faith with their own NGA sponsor or NGO sponsor shouldn't have their jobs anymore. I mean,
right.
It was incompetence. It was glaring. I mean, they couldn't turn around without making another mistake. And to me, their whole process looked like a Three Stooges plumbing workshop. And they could never recover their balance or anything. And it was one thing after another. One of them was one of our meetings at the Cow Palace in Lamar. We had some information that was right from Canyons and Plains that stated that Rocky Mountain Farmers Union was one of their partners. Well, the next day, I got a call from a gentleman left a message on our Facebook page to call him. And he was with the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union. And he said that we had some very bad information about his organization. So I was new to this, so I had Kimmy call him. He called me back and said Rocky Mountain Farmers Union said they're not a partner. Yet Canyons and Plains listed them on a request for proposal for the feasibility study. Wow. And so Rocky Mountain Farmers Union sent a letter from their attorney to Canyons and Plains to cease and desist from using their name on any of their material and to remove them from their website. And not only that, the direct executive director of Rocky Mountain Farmers Union wrote an op-ed that was in the Ag Journal stating that they were not a partner to the National Heritage Area Feasibility Study, and anybody did would have to answer to the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union and cease or desist. So we didn't have to write an op-ed. Rocky Mountain Farmers Union did that for us. Well,
right.
When you're faced with that kind of problems and issues with your federal government program, it has to be incompetence. But nobody wants to use the word incompetence in relation to the federal government or any governmental entity, for that matter. Nobody's incompetent anymore. They were incompetent. And here, the Park Service threw their partner under the bus. Oh, we're not doing this. We're not going to expose ourselves to public scrutiny because it'll damage the National Heritage Area program, and it's vital to our functioning. Well, maybe it isn't. So, that's why I would never sign a contract with the Federal National Park Service.
No.
They'll throw you under the bus if there's opposition to whatever their schemes are.
Trying to do. Sure. Okay, let's take Fred in Iowa. Fred?
Hi, Deanna. Terrific program, or a great show.
Thank you.
Chris Vada, he's a very informed caller. He could handle his own show very easily, handily. But I like him as a caller because he covers all of RBN and informs a lot of people. I've got a statement and then two questions to ask. Everything is local. But what's Lewis's name, the prior lady there? And
Kimmy
is
Lewis?
He a U.S. senator or a state senator? And the second one is the name of Norman's book.
Okay, the name of the book? Go ahead, Norm.
Kimmy Lewis is a Colorado House Representative of District 64. She's a Colorado representative in the Colorado State Assembly. The name of my book is Scammed with a question mark, Canyons and Plains National Heritage Area Initiative for Southeastern Colorado. It's available on Amazon.com either as an ebook or as a paperback.
Great. Does she or you have any training programs for people all over the United States?
I wrote the book. The book pretty much tells you how to go about this. It depends on the individual circumstances of the local governmental entity. But basically, the protocol is you have to educate the local resident. The residents have to go to their county commissioners. The county commissioners have to respond to their constituents and not be cowed by the National Park Service. So,
well, I understand that. I'm somewhat familiar of what you're talking about. But if we had people like you that has been through this and, you know, fought the fire and put their honor and their property on the line to battle, that they could be such a big help to other people, and especially our country, you know, and maybe there's a possibility of getting it back. And so I don't know if Miss Lewis has any training programs, but I would hope or wish that you and Miss Lewis would consider that, because it could be very helpful. And with Chris in Nevada, you know, and he terms so much, I hate to use the word program, great program, because we are, you're programmed, and I don't mean it in reference to your program, but a show. Well, you know, that's like theater, and what do they call the wars? Well, the theater war, the war of theater, a theater war in Europe and all that. But anyhow, great program. Have a good day, and thank you for the time. Bye.
Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
I think your book is really a very what could be used as an educational tool to help other people to see exactly which documents and the process that you used in order to achieve the results that you have achieved. And the other thing is simply to organize, to reach out to people, let them know that you're organizing. Reach out to others who are would be implicated in the attack, as a target. I think that your book would be very helpful.
Well, thank you. As long as Miss Lewis is in the Colorado State Assembly, and I'm one of her Facebook page administrators, we're pretty busy so far. So,
sure.
a training session. Could be in the future, and it's a great idea. But at least I have my book out there, and it shows how we use their own documents to defeat their own nefarious scheme against the people of Southeast Colorado.
And that is an interesting thing. If you want to know the truth, you look at the official records.
That's where Freedom of Information Act requests is vital, and the government does not want to give up their information, and I'm sorry, but they're not sacred, unless it deals with national security, and the National Park Service does not deal with national security, and so all this secretiveness that they impose really makes me suspicious.
Certainly. They rely on people not looking at what they are writing. They rely on people not looking at the official records. And that's and a lot of people don't, which is sad. But you did, and in your book you show how you did it. And so anyway, let's take another call. Let's take Nancy in California. Nancy?
Hello, I called, but not with a question. I called just with a comment. First of all, I'm impressed, Deanna, with your callers. Chris seemed really knowledgeable. Fred, I always enjoy his calls. And I wanted to thank your guest for all he's done. Really appreciate people like him. Where would we be without him? My comment was that I am concerned that this is not going to end, and they're going to go back to the drawing board and figure out how they can do this next time and get away with it. I feel like they're using these agencies to encroach on our property rights like they did with the BLM and the Bundys, and it's a concern for me.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Nancy. And
you're welcome.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, Fred and Chris, for your comments. And I think, too, that Kimmy Lewis is a big asset in her district, which is very large, and it's very important to get representatives who actually represent the interests of the citizens and not the interests of big government and the NGOs and all the other nonsense. So that's one of the assets that you have. Let's take Chuck in Texas. Chuck?
Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
I've been working in the garden. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have one problem. It's not incompetence, it's corruption. The minute we start saying, oh, they're just stupid or they don't understand, it is all the same thing. It's corruption. They're not incompetent, they're corrupt.
Okay.
Right.
Thanks,
okay,
Chuck.
Thanks.
All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And our guest for the last half of the program today has been Norman Kincaid, and his book is Scammed, Canyons and Plains National Heritage Area Initiative for Southeastern Colorado. I tend to agree somewhat with the last caller. I think it's corruption, but I also think it's incompetence. I think it's both.
It's a combination of arrogance, incompetence, and corruption, and that's a very bad combination.
Yes, it is. It is. Well, we have about 3 minutes. to wrap up, okay. What you'd like to say.
I have to say that when you go about this kind of work, you have to go about it with joy in your heart. Yeah, we had a happy group of rhetorical warriors. We went about our work with joy. We had anger that we had felt we'd been scammed, but we went about our work with joy. You have to approach this that way. You have to believe in yourselves. And when I first started this, when I knew I was going to join Kimmy, and Kimmy is the asset, the driving force behind this movement in southeastern Colorado. But what it was, I knew the enemy. I knew the people in the Park Service. I knew people in Canyon Spleen and all of their work sessions. It was patty cake baker man stuff. I said, "This, they're getting a grant for this?" I knew the enemy. I just had to make sure they didn't have a writer or anybody with research integrity. Well, they didn't. That gave me the knowledge and the belief that we could defeat them. And even though Kimmy left to fight her first fight against breast cancer, we had to step up. And we were ready to step up. And I did not know Barb. I did not know Elizabeth. I did not know Kimmy. I did not know Ed Honeycutt. I didn't know any of those people that came together. Yet we came together in less than 3 or 4 weeks, and we defeated the National Park Service, the Nature Conservancy, Palmer Land Trust, Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory, and all the other people, and grant funding from the Gates Family Foundation. That is not Bill Gates. That's the Gates Rubber Company of Denver, Colorado. We defeated them, and we came together in less than 3 weeks.
Wow.
That tells me that the American people have the wherewithal to whip the federal government at its own game. And it didn't cost thousands of dollars. It didn't cost anybody's life. It didn't damage any property. And we got the job done. And that gives me hope about the American people.
Believing in yourself, educating yourself, and organizing.
Yes. And providing a quality of information that people can go find it themselves. You have to provide them with a bibliography of sources. They can go to the internet and find it themselves.
Right.
Because that's where we found all this information. And the other thing is, Representative Ken Buck put in the appropriations bill for 2017 this language, Amendment 350. None of the funds are made available under this act. Oh, we're cut off. Okay.
Well, it was just absolutely wonderful having you on the program. Your book is wonderful. It's an education in and of itself. Good luck with all
your
efforts.
Thank you, Deanna.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you next week. Thank you.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to